Boy, C.J. Fedorowicz made me feel like his little brother. I mean, he is a large individual.
And so unathletic. I mean, we didn't even get into half the sports he played. He ran track. He ran,
You know, how about a little diversity? Play a musical instrument or something? No, it's working out pretty well. He's an NFL player.
He's an NFL player throwing heat. He said high school, but he was being modest. He was actually throwing 90-degree fastballs in junior high.
Mile per hour.
Mile
90
per hour.
Degree would be like...
Not 90 degree. That'd be bad. 90 miles per hour.
That would be a bad
thing. Middle school.
But it's
you
a good... He's a huge guy. He's going to get better as a receiver as time goes on. It's going to be good stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that he's being worked out a lot by our strength and conditioning coach.
Yes. Our strength and conditioning coach, Craig Fitzgerald, always has great tips. And this week, he talks about your joint health.
Fitz Tips is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60.
Coach, a lot of people as they get older, they get joint pain, knee pain, shoulder pain. If you know this is something that runs in your family, is there anything that you can do ahead of time to sort of diminish your effects later on in life?
If you don't have time to warm up, you don't have time to train. So, again, it goes back to, hey, listen, let's do everything right. And you don't need really any tools to warm up. Just start off slow. So it could be just light jumping jacks, running in place. And as you get done that 10-minute to 15-minute warm-up, you're going to feel a lot better, and you're going to feel better overall as the weeks go on with your knee pain and joint pain.
Make half of your plate fruits and vegetables, and don't forget the dairy.
Or to prevent joint pain, you can always use the plan of not exercising at all, you know, kind of help, no?
That's your plan, right?
Is that probably,
I don't think Fitz would approve
during
of that.
During football season, it's difficult for me. But you know it's not difficult? Fantasy football, when you get your advice from Mr. John Harris. Take a look at this week's tips.
All right, everybody, it's FanDuel Formula time. Time to get fantasy football cranked up for week number 7 in the NFL. I'm going to give you two value plays, two people you should have on your roster, and one guy, well, you want to circle him and probably keep off your roster. Let's start with the value plays. Let's start with two rookies this week. Jameis Winston, quarterback for Tampa Bay, hasn't been the greatest year. You know he's going to turn the ball over. But at $6,500 on FanDuel, that's a pretty good value for a quarterback. And facing Washington, I think he's got an opportunity to put up some good numbers. Good value from the number 1 overall pick in last year's draft. The number 10 overall pick is Todd Gurley, the St. Louis Rams. The Rams have got Cleveland. Yeah, it's $7,400 on FanDuel. But if you're looking for good value, Todd Gurley has been giving it to you fantasy-wise. If you don't have him in your league, Todd Gurley is the guy you definitely want to pick up. And a guy you want to sit on a bench, Brandon Marshall. And I'm a big Brandon Marshall fan. I love everything that Brandon Marshall stands for. Unfortunately, at $8,200, that's pretty expensive, and it's the Patriots. So keep that in mind. Those are your plays for Week 7 on your FanDuel form. If you want to play with me and hundreds of others, HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass.
I gotta write some of this stuff down because my kid's team.
That's a little slip because it seems like there's a puppet regime.
Didn't do well last week, so I need some fantasy advice. Are you playing? I forget.
I'm playing several leagues right now, so
Several leagues.
Yeah,
I'm just selfish. All I ever do is talk about my own team, and you're like in several leagues.
I'm in several leagues, so I hear you complain about your. And I want to know why you don't just get your own team.
No, it's my kids. That's it.
Clearly.
I refuse to, you know, really dive in too deeply here.
Speaking of diving in,
yes.
Miami, South Beach.
Yes, swimming.
You're from there. I've actually never been to Miami. This is my first
trip.
This
is ridiculous to me that you've never been to Miami.
I know. I'm really excited.
How is this even possible? All right, so you're going to check out some stuff.
There's Fort Lauderdale. I've heard, like, great things about Fort Lauderdale. I've heard great things about Miami, South Beach. Is South Beach overrated versus
A little bit lately, but it's still pretty interesting. Now, there's a bunch of fans that have made the trip, and what they do, a twofer.
They're already there. They were there for the Jacksonville game. I spoke to a few of them at the game. They said they're going to go from Jacksonville to a cruise, and then they're going to do the 4 or 5 day cruise and then head back to Miami, watch the Miami game before they come back to
Houston.
We had a lot of Texans fans
who travel, and Jacksonville, I thought there was pretty good representation considering that wasn't exactly the Super Bowl between those two teams, and there were a lot of Texans fans there. And then they go on the cruise and they go to the Dolphin game. And I would expect that there are a lot of people who are just taking the trip for the weekend anyway without going on that cruise. So that's going to be pretty interesting to see how many people show up in Miami. Because the Dolphins are used to a large opposing fan presence there. It's Miami. Everyone wants to go there.
I think it's going to be a big trip because it's one of those fun destination trips. It's Mm-hmm. One of the more exciting cities that we're going to this year, I think, other than those winter ones in December. Mm-hmm. So this will probably be our last good weather game for a little while.
All right. Well, let's hope for the best. Texans in Miami, inside the game on many of these stations on Sunday night when the game wraps. So check that out. Thanks a lot for working on the program, the entire crew. Have a great night, and go Texans.